This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday restricted exports to five Chinese companies that it said were implicated in human rights violations, including large producers of polysilicon for the solar panel industry. At least some of the companies are major manufacturers of monocrystalline silicon and polysilicon used in solar panel production. The companies were listed over human rights violations and abuses of the Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in the Xinjiang region, according to a government filing on Wednesday. The department said the firms are accepting or are utilizing forced labor. There are conflicting reports over an incident involving Russian and British naval vessels in the Black Sea. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Interfax news agency in Russia, quoting its defense ministry, says that a Russian ship fired warning shots at HMS Defender after it crossed into waters claimed by Russia near Crimea and Russia's local Navy headquarters. The incident's even said to have involved a Russian military jet dropping bombs in the path of the British vessel, which left afterwards. But the British government is telling a very different series of events. Its defense ministry says that no warning shots were fired, there was no jet dropping bombs in the ship's path, and says the Russians had given prior warning to ships in the area that it was just doing weapons training that day. HMS Defender was passing through on the way to Georgia, the UK says, and some Russian vessels did shadow it, which is normal.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to make her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. The visit to El Paso is planned for Friday and comes after she's received criticism from members of both parties for failing to go there despite taking a leading role in the Biden administration's response to immigration. Jennifer Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
She has, of course, hosted a number of bilateral engagements. She's visited the Northern Triangle. She's made a number of announcements about how to address root causes.
So far, Harris has focused her efforts on improving economic and living conditions in the region. Her aides have insisted that her focus is distinct from the security issues that plague U.S. officials trying to handle a spike in border crossings. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped by 0.21%. The S&P lost 0.11%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.13%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.